attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Want to welcome you to 69 Cent Special. I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm TJ Cole. You're welcome.
I don't quite know why we did that.
Fuck it.
But you know what? We did it.
We did it. And it's because we got a movie with Gary Busey, I assume.
We're just going to cut right to the chase. Today's movie is Tribulation.
Yep.
Starring Gary Busey,
Howie Mandel,
and Margot Kidder.
I don't know the last one. What has she been in?
Oh, well, let's find out.
The only Margot I know is Margot Robbie?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Otherwise known as Harley Quinn.
Robbie the Robot?
Okay, she was born October 17, 1948 and died May 13th, 2018.
Ooh. Rest in peace.
She was Lois Lane in Superman.
Oh, okay.
One and two.
Got it.
She was also in the Amityville Horror. She was in Black Christmas.
Is that the type of movie I think it is?
Yeah, it's the like first like Christmas slasher movie.
Okay. It was not the movie I was thinking it was.
Were you thinking of White Christmas starring Fred Astaire?
No. I was thinking of like something along the lines of Blackula.
Oh. No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Probably not. It was just a guess.
So we decided to watch this because, you know, we've been on sort of like a drought of religious films.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought that's basically the only thing we're finding at Goodwill nowadays,
right?
Even though we have 14 million things to watch.
Yeah, it's true. Like we have a
tower
lot.
Right there.
We could go for nearly forever.
Yep. We still got that Ernest Borgnine movie.
Dude, like,
Ernest Borgnine is a turtle.
God, I cannot wait.
That one's going to be that one'll be fun. I don't know when we'll do that, but hopefully soon.
I cannot wait.
But you discovered that two of our movies are in a series.
I think.
Yes. I mean, they sound like they would be.
This movie, Tribulation, and the Mr. T courtroom drama,
Judgment,
are theoretically in the same universe.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited to get into the cinematic universe.
Because first off, if you scroll down to those tribulation notes down there,
mm-hmm.
Look at Gary Busey's face.
Look at
on
his
the
face.
Cover.
He's very muted.
That is the kind of face you make when you find out that the game you are so excited for buying is out of stock.
It's the face you make when you purchase a video game,
mm-hmm.
you take it home,
yep.
you pop it in,
yep.
and it's Bubsy.
Oh, and yeah, you accidentally Bubsied.
And you're just like, Well, I ding-dang Bubsied again.
That is the face of all of the people who bought Mighty No. 9.
That is the face of everyone listening to our podcast at all times.
Absolutely, yep. It's just sheer...
Actually, Howie Mandel's face is people listening to our podcast.
The look of genuine concern.
Horror and concern and like a little bit of pity.
A little bit. And a little bit of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
What? Oh, because he's a germaphobe.
Yes. Right. That's the joke.
Yeah.
That's where the concern comes from, people.
I say these
things.
Good luck.
It was hard to call them jokes.
It's hard to call what we do funny.
Yeah, or any other adjective other than
we did just
sad.
Subject them to minimum minute 30 of unending drum solo.
It's true. Hope you liked it. You probably didn't.
You definitely did not.
You know what? You're a better person for it.
If you were actually in a Kmart and that started happening over the speakers, you would think you were going crazy.
That, isn't that the plot to a Stephen King novel? Isn't that the Langoliers? Like, when you hear Kiss's, like, the drum break from rock and roll all night, just looping over and over. You know the Langoliers are coming, and you're stuck in an alternate timeline where the Langoliers are gonna, the little meatball men are going to eat the timeline. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
They don't need to hear it a second time. They already got it.
And then, like, static builds. And then the Langoliers start eating, like, reality.
What if we did a horror podcast and we just opened every episode with that?
We're already doing a horror podcast. If by definition of horror you mean...
bull.
Our faces.
Horrible.
Horrible. Where were we? Trepidation.
Oh, my Christ.
Yeah?
We keep having ones that are a fucking novel on the back.
Also... fucking terrible font choices, people. Come on. Choose more than the default.
This is Arial, definitely.
Also, this is from the makers of Left Behind the movie, and we're not talking the Nicolas Cage one. We're talking the one I also own.
Yeah, the Kirk Cameron one. Which I keep wanting to save for like a Christmas special. Like, we watch a Kirk Cameron double feature.
Right. Because
we have the second one.
Oh, we do. We do.
And I keep wanting to save it for that, but also like...
we should just do Christmas in July.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July.
We'll eat Frosties.
That was a... well, we might. Go to Wendy's. Wait a minute. Wendy's. No! We can't go back to Wendy's.
Why? Because of the podcast we've recorded after eating Wendy's?
Yes.
Have you heard episode 3 of Cayenne Pepper? That was no Wendy's involved.
That's true.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? What did we have? We didn't have anything.
For a...
like, in particular for those, right?
No, just the videos.
Well, that's why.
Oh, Wendy's could have saved us.
Wendy's could have saved us. Hey, let's read the back of this DVD. Cool. Danger, intrigue, deception. Welcome to the last days.
Aren't they just listing off D&D skills?
Could you make a danger check?
All right.
4.
I got a 4. What's the DC? Oh, good. It's 3.
There is no danger.
you can sense that there is no danger whatsoever.
Surrounded by the love of his family, police detective Tom Canborough...
oh, boy.
Gary Busey enjoys a rich and full life, but he finds himself battling more than thieves when he takes on a mysterious group that possesses frightening psychic powers.
The only thing I can assume he's battling based on his face on the cover is boredom.
Did you hear... frightening psychic powers?
Yeah, that's fucking rad as shit, but I think all they're using their psychic powers for is to pull ideas out of his head and leave him bored.
When his wife, Sherry Miller, sister, Margot Kidder, and brother-in-law, Howie Mandel...
oh my god!
...become the target of this dark society, he rushes to their aid. However, before he can reach them, a mystical force takes control of his car, thrusting him headlong into the path of an oncoming truck.
Hell yeah, dude! Oh, that's amazing. I'm already fully invested.
Oh. You know what? This is spoilers.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's spoiling the whole movie.
Yeah.
Well, okay. In the same way that, like, an action movie can't really... like, I think the Free Jack box also spoiled a lot.
That's a good point, yeah.
So do you want me to keep reading? Because there's 2 more paragraphs.
No. I want to discover this movie on my own.
Okay.
Let's read
the front of the box.
Yeah, sure.
One man will need the end of the world, ellipses, to find all that he lost.
Satan.
High wattage performances from Cap.
Who's Cap?
I don't know.
Okay.
The Christian Authority police. The best of the end of time film.
The capitalist atheist patrol.
The best of end of time film.
Oof.
By Hollywood Jesus.
Hollywood Jesus.
That's my favorite song. This is Hollywood Jesus. Hollywood here.
I don't know that song.
Hollywood Night?
Your own. Hollywood Jesus.
Someone to hold your hand.
I want to hold your hand.
This is the copyright strike episode.
Ah, yeah.
Of 69 Cents
Special. We keep on striking. We keep on striking. Strike, strike, strike. Anyway. But we are staring at an interactive menu.
There is... oh, yeah. Let's read the special features.
Yeah, give me some of them special features.
Interviews.
Nice.
Actor bios.
God, I want to hear Gary Busey's interview.
I don't think they interviewed him.
God damn it. I want to hear his actor bio.
Trailer. Music.
Oh, good.
Web links.
Oh.
This came out in 2000.
That's true.
Play movie. And optional Spanish language track. Oh, good. It is closed captioned.
Excellent.
It was directed.
We're going to put on those subtitles.
It was directed by...
Directo.
Where are you? I like how I'm trying to look at like the back. Andre Van Heerden.
Oh, bless you.
H-E-E-R-D-E-N.
Where's the den? Here.
Heerden. Yeah. This was put out by Sony.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was published by Sony.
Holy shit.
Yeah, their website is sonypictures.com.
I guess it is a Columbia.
Yeah, it's Columbia.
Columbia TriStar.
Yep.
Holy fuck, it's got a PG-13 for violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the reviews on IMDb said that this one shows violence and evil.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they said, this is a Christian movie you can watch with your non-Christian friends. And I'm like, hell yeah, brother.
By the way, the screenplay is by Peter and Paul Lalonde.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also produced by Peter and Paul Lalonde.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So where's Mary?
Well, she got a hammer.
Ah. Nice.
She went off to Puff the Magic Dragon. That's a different one. Is it?
Dude.
Was no, Peter
Paul and Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Were they also I Had a Hammer?
Probably.
If I Had a Hammer?
They're fucking legendary, dude.
I fucking love them.
They're good.
In fourth grade, my entire school, for whatever reason... had to learn the lyrics to Puff the Magic Dragon.
Lives a life.
He lives by the sea and frolics in the autumn mist in the land called
Honolly. In the land called.
I don't know why.
Bloodborne.
I don't know why we had to learn it because we were never given a purpose for it.
What is my purpose?
It was just like, hey, learn this song that's definitely about weed.
You forgot to read the best poll quote.
4 stars.
Christian Spotlight.
Yeah.
Mr. Spotlight.
I got there, but yeah. you started talking over me, and
you're welcome.
You're very rude.
You're welcome.
Yeah, see, look how much fucking text there is.
I love how I love how the proof of purchase completely covers a screen from the movie.
Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Look at the bottom middle screenshot.
That's them arguing about how to get out of their contracts for this movie.
It's like them arguing, like, do we want Domino's or Pizza Hut? And they're, like, trying to, like, actually list the pros and cons of each.
And Gary Busey keeps insisting on having horse on his pizza.
He just wants horse, and they're trying to tell him, you cannot have
horse. Why won't
you
give me horse on my pizza?
You can't have horse on your pizza, Gary.
Ah! Oh, there's nothing on the inside.
No, absolutely nothing. Completely blank. The DVD is the most plain DVD I've ever seen. It just has the title of the movie on it.
Yes. But it is one of those cases that actually holds the DVD, which is nice.
Yeah, which is nice. The DVD is pristine.
It is unwatched.
Pretty sure nobody's ever seen this, except for us. We're the first people to ever see Tribulation starring Gary Busey.
Yeah.
What are your expectations, TJ?
Oh, fuck. So what was this, 2000 you said?
Mm-hmm.
I expect ridiculous psychic powers.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you said there would be on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I expect Gary Busey to put in a fairly lackadaisical performance.
Mm-hmm.
Howie Mandel, I expect more from.
Hmm.
Maybe a little bit. Like, he's trying a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect any of these to be, like, they're pouring their heart and soul into this method acting sort of shit.
I expect Gary Busey to actually... He looks really muted on the cover.
Uh-huh.
I think he's going to chew the fucking scenery.
Oh, he's going to go over the top.
Yes. I think so.
I mean, I'd appreciate it either way, honestly.
I think Howie Mandel is going to be putting in very little effort.
Okay.
I think he's going to be the one that's, like, doing this for the paycheck.
Maybe community service.
I mean, they're all doing it just for the paycheck. Let's be clear. None of these, like, I think Gary Busey does have, like, a...
face?
No, I think he has, like, a drugs story.
Oh, I bet. Have you heard interviews with Gary Busey?
Gary Busey. But I think, like, he came to Jesus.
Gary Busey.
Yeah, where's your Wikipedia?
Like, Claude de Busey.
Look
that up, music nerds.
Oh, my God. Look at his fucking picture from 2008.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Let me think.
He looks like that one aunt everyone has.
Career.
Except if you don't have aunts, then I'm sorry.
No, he went. Oh, he's a Trump supporter, so we can make fun of him.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Was it drugs, or did he just have like a mental episode? And he just sort of flew off the deep end.
No. During the filming of the second season of Celebrity Rehab in 2008.
Oh, okay.
Busey was referred to psychiatrist Dr. Charles Sophie. Sophie suspected that. So in 97, he underwent a successful surgery to remove a cancerous plum-sized tumor from his sinus cavity.
Ooh, okay. That's painful.
Plum-sized.
Holy shit.
Sophie suspected that Busey's brain injury had a greater effect on. Oh, he had a brain injury at one point.
Oh, okay. I thought so.
Oh, in 1988.
Oh.
He was in a motorcycle accident in which he was not wearing a helmet.
Oh, dude.
In 1996, Busey publicly announced that he was a Christian. So
okay. Oh, so
Busey cites the motorcycle incident as well as a 1995 cocaine overdose as events that strengthen his religious faith.
There you go.
I'm fucking like, I'm on the ball here.
You're on several balls.
I'm on my own balls.
Help!
Help!
Help! Oofa.
Yeah. So I'm expecting Gary Busey to be chewing the fuck out of the scenery. Howie Mandel's not going to be putting in any fucking effort whatsoever.
And then what's her name?
Margot Kidder. Margot Kidder. I expect her to be lovely.
Okay. I just have no basis to.
I have absolutely no, like, that's a fucking problem with, like, Hollywood, right? Like, we know more about, like, male actors and, like, what to expect from their performances than, like, women, you know?
Except Cynthia Rothrock. She kills it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we know a lot of, like, modern day, you know, women. But
hell yeah, Cynthia Rothrock.
You know,
I don't blame you for replacing the wonderful voice of Mama Cat in Cool Cat Saves the Kids. It's not your fault, and I haven't seen the new version where you are the voiceover, but I bet it's great.
Who the fuck did they have for the voiceover the first time?
Whoever the fuck was in the suit.
I guess.
Or if it was,
because like,
I don't know,
they would have to dub over it anyway, right?
Yeah. Although they didn't dub over Cool Cat, because you could just hear him in his suit yelling.
Well, yeah, but she's not yelling.
I know. I don't know. I'd have to.
So either they have the microphone in her suit, which you would hear a lot of, you know, a lot of movement.
Right.
Or she's ADR'd anyway, so why replace the, I don't know.
Dude,
cause maybe she's embarrassed to be in it. Cynthia Rothrock definitely was not.
Keep on keeping on, Cynthia Rothrock.
You do you. Hey, speaking of us doing us, let's watch Gary Busey.
Let's get this over with.
Don't say it like that.
Well, let's enjoy this
Thank
lovely
you.
Movie of...
Fuck.
It's about Gary Busey surviving the apocalypse, I think. The movie. Apocalypse.
The Oracalypse.
The bear, Gary Busey.
Welcome back.
Oh.
Hell yeah, dude.
Sometimes you get, like, solid gold.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
I think this is...
We've been on kind of a good run.
Right? Before this was something else I have to
Cull.
Edit. Cull. Before that was Future Sport.
Fucking...
Oh, God. We're knocking them out of the park. We're also not... we're not releasing episodes that suck.
For those of you keeping track at home, the lost episodes counter is up at 2 now.
Yeah.
But the reason...
Holy shit.
But we record these, like, way in advance, so, you know, so that you guys don't...
We actually recorded this one in 2012.
Yeah, before we started the podcast. It's actually very weird.
It's... don't worry about it.
He's going to eat a cookie.
Oh, good cookie.
Mm. Fucking cookie monster over here.
Anyway, so, before we started watching this movie...
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple predictions about the actors.
Oh, yeah. And I think I was entirely wrong and you were entirely right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
Because Busey was very, very, like...
Busey was animated?
He was animated, but, like, very small.
In a weird way, like, animated. Like,
yeah.
Like, in that way only Gary Busey could be animated.
But not, like, big.
Right, right.
You know?
He was... Like, it's like... He's like a robot or an alien... who is trying to hone in the ability to be subtle.
Do you remember?
But still has it cranked way too hard.
Do you remember in the movie Men in Black when that bug alien was in that dude's body?
The creepy like cockroach dude?
Yeah, yeah. And he was in Vincent D'Onofrio's body.
Uh-huh.
And he was like trying to act like a person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's Gary Busey.
Yeah, Gary Busey in Men in Black. And then Howie Mandel was flying off the Howie Handel.
He was fucking up, dude.
He was, I loved him. He was great.
This movie, I'm going to spoil my opinions for this movie. Go see it.
It's fun. It is riffable.
This is a blast from beginning to end. Oh, I would agree with Christian Spotlight. 4 stars, baby.
Yeah, Mr. Spotlight got it right.
Mr. Spotlight.
Give me stars. Anyway, so starting off,
the first shots we get of the movie is
a minute and a half of tree.
Just a 360 pan of the branches of a tree.
So officially, this movie is called Tribulation.
I think that might have been what they were going for.
Yeah.
It has really nothing to do. We find out later that it does have a little bit to do with it because that's the tree that they have to go find later.
Yeah, there's plot significance to this tree. But
at the time that we're seeing it, no.
There's also no plot significance to the birdhouses in said tree.
As a matter of fact, they're never brought up.
Exactly.
So we don't actually know if that's supposed to be that
tree. The movie is gaslighting us, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So this movie starts with young Gary Busey and young Gary Busey's brother.
Who is not Howie Mandel.
Who is not Howie Mandel, correct. That's his brother-in-law. Correct.
His brother is an asshole.
Yes. A dick.
And we find this out because he pisses himself at the end of the scene.
Got him. And then his sister, who's older than both of them.
Older than both of them.
Already into the Jesus.
She's already into the Jesus. And these two kids, the two younger boy actors, fucking amazing... like writing on their part.
It was are kids.
Young Gary Busey would say something and then young Gary Busey's brother would
say the exact thing, but with before it.
Cause, like they're little fucking mobsters. Yeah. It's great.
Can we go home? Yeah, can we go home? It's like, all right.
Yeah, Casey's gonna piss himself.
Yeah, Casey. What the fuck?
Yeah, that was really funny. That was a good bit.
Yeah.
Like that, I almost didn't make that up.
It was good. So they're basically establishing she's carving
their names
and the date
tree.
Into the tree.
Because she's like, if you guys ever get lost in the woods, come to this tree.
It's the tallest tree in the woods.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, that's cute. And then afterwards, she holds their hands and she prays while the kids are like, ugh.
Which is also very realistic for kids.
Yeah.
Because guarantee no kid ever has been like stoked.
Flash forward what I assume is 98 years given how Gary Busey looks.
Keep in mind he's not the oldest.
No, god no. His sister is older. But Gary Busey,
Gary Busey looks a bit like we haven't paused on just the best days. I'm gonna take a picture of that. Yes, send it please. To you for the show notes.
Please do. That's a good face,
because
he's got a lot of good faces in this one.
He's got a lot of good faces.
He's got a lot of good face.
In general. Gary Busey's face alone is just worth...
Gary Busey's acting alone is worth...
Yeah.
We
open into like a classic, we're all in the dining room at the same
suburban
time.
Suburban house.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gary Busey, his wife, his sister.
His sister.
And his brother.
Yeah.
Howie Mandel, his brother-in-law, is in the back room playing with a fully circular Ouija board with a pentagram in the middle.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And he's doing
and he's reading
it.
A book
gets
about,
to a letter. He's reading a book about this dude.
The Tower of Babel.
Yes.
And like how...
But it was written by the guy, the important guy in the movie. Yeah, I forgot.
Spoilers, he's Satan.
Yeah, it's...
I don't think...
No, they have the actor's name, Nick Mancuso.
He's not... It's a really hard to pronounce name, and they say it like a million times that I never understood what the fuck they were saying.
Yeah, it's got letters in it and stuff. But his whole thing is trying to like awaken the potential of the human mind and whatnot, but
by
in like a weird way.
Having everyone thinking about the same thing and like united through psychic powers and we can fucking conquer God or whatever.
Yeah, it was strange. But Howie Mandel is using this Ouija circle, and he writes down something and he holds it up and it says like
Genesis 11:6.
Yes. And so he leaves the room, which is always dark and has just a TV and a table in it, because, you know,
okay, for those of you at home, shoppers, listen. If you have someone in your house that has a room that isn't always kept dark and only has a TV, a table, and a box that they will not let you look into because it definitely contains a Ouija board,
they're either mental, I mean, that's probably an insensitive term for it, but they're probably a little messed up in the head,
mm-hmm.
or they're your DM.
Right.
Which, I mean, that's a little redundant.
yeah, but that's a chicken versus the egg situation.
Yeah. Which came first?
The mental illness or the DM?
Or the Balrog.
Listen, if you hold back for a second and then press forward and punch, he
rockets. I knew you'd make a Street Fighter joke.
You can't say Balrog around me.
I know.
I fucking love Balrog.
It's like I can't say Street Fighter.
Right, exactly. I'll jump on that.
Jump on it.
But yeah, so he comes out. So Howie Mandel comes into the dining room, I guess, to ask his wife, who is the sister, because she's still big into Christ, mm-hmm. what Genesis 11:6 says, because everyone fucking knows.
Yeah,
Genesis 11:6.
But he hands her a Bible,
right? But he's holding the Bible in his hands.
Yeah, and so we're like, just fucking look, dude.
Genesis is the first book. Like, you don't even have to look that far.
It's a good band. But then I could feel it coming in the air. So he gives her the Bible, and she goes to the verse, and it was something about...
when the people are united, there's nothing they can't do or something.
Right, like yeah. And so he's like, aha! And he starts... He throws everything off the table.
Because he has an analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there's this island. It's separated by a volcano right down the
middle. Volcano.
You can't get across it except like on a fucking helicopter, which... Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, sure.
That actually defeats his point later.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole bit is that there's a bunch of monkeys and they figure out that if you wash bananas before you eat them, it's better. Or something,
yeah,
like just that.
Dipping them in ocean water. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You get a salty.
I was riffing at this point. I only caught half of this.
Yeah, we were fucking... Because Howie Mandel is like if Jeff Goldblum was even more.
Yeah.
Like...
A little extra.
Was like on.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how Jeff Goldblum has the kind of like soft in the background weirdness? This is if he was like a paranoid schizophrenic.
Yeah.
More or less. So Howie Mandel is telling the story about how the monkeys would like put the banana in the seawater and then that would be better. And then, you know, monkeys teach other monkeys. Apes learn. Mm-hmm. Shocking.
Whoa.
And then a monkey from the other side of the... Like, another monkey comes up to this group, sees them do that, tries it himself, and then all the other monkeys on the island start doing it.
Yeah.
And then all the monkeys in the world start doing it.
So apparently psychic.
Right.
We got psychic monkey brains, people.
Essentially, the idea being if you get enough people thinking about the same thing, it, like, spreads through the, like, collective unconscious, I guess?
Yeah, he uses the phrase, if we all think of world peace, we will have world peace.
And I'm like... That's dumb.
It's a little out there.
Like, I could get behind the idea of, like, a collective unconscious, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like,
That's just called culture.
Well, like, how every, like, culture on Earth developed some sort of singing.
Right.
Developed some sort of, like, way to turn grain into other food.
Mm-hmm. Some sort of staple food into right. more food, yeah.
You know, we all got agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, that might just be virtue of, like... The first humans got agriculture and then spread out.
Sure.
But, you know.
You know.
No,
we psychically gave it to everyone.
I mean, basically everyone got, like, a lot of shit that, like, we consider, like, basic human shit.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, he explains this. And then Sister is getting all...
She's all like...
Sister is Margot...
Yes.
Margot Kidder.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Margot Kidder. So we can start calling her Margot Kidder instead of Sister.
Yeah.
Sister. Spoiler alert, Margot Kidder stops being in this movie about a third of the way through.
She has higher billing than Gary Busey's wife's character.
Who is more important to the plot.
Yeah. I'm not saying it is a character played by Gary Busey's wife. It is the character that is Gary Busey's wife.
And let's get her name.
Yeah, what? It doesn't...
You know, I have the IMDb.
Oh, Sherry Miller.
Is she Sherry Miller?
When his wife, Sherry Miller.
Sherry Miller!
Yeah.
Also known for?
What else? Yeah, what else is she in?
The Virgin Suicides.
Sure.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Hell yeah.
She was in a movie called Pride, Prejudice, and Mistletoe.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Christmas Encore in 2017.
Wow. Still going.
Yeah. She's in Schitt's Creek on...
I'm sorry?
Schitt's Creek. It's on Netflix.
Oh.
S-C-H-I-T-T.
Oh. Is it a comedy?
It's a comedy.
Okay, I hope so.
It's a show.
It's based on the phrase Up Schitt's Creek.
Well, Up Schitt's Creek without a paddle, but...
But this one you can say Up Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, she's in a lot of things.
That's cool. She's a working actress.
Kat and I both said, oh, it's her! Because, like,
we've at seen least her one before. Thing, yeah. I haven't because I don't have eyes.
TJ's actually been doing this blind, you guys.
Yeah, I just watch it in Braille.
Which makes it weird that you can, like, see Gary Busey. Like, that's the only thing you can see.
Yeah, it's...
It's that three-dimensional.
It's a living nightmare.
So she gets all mad because, like, you can't, like...
Something about God.
Overpower God or whatever.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. Christian whining. And
there's a really... I'll use the phrase gross.
Mm-hmm.
Scene where Gary Busey... this part's not gross, but he, like, has a ring... That he going to give to his wife because he's like, we've been together 10 years and when we got married, I didn't have enough money to get her the ring she wanted, so I've been saving up for a while.
The ring she deserved.
Yes. Which is like, oh, that's sweet.
That's kind of sweet, Gary Busey. Like, Gary Busey, surprisingly, is playing a decent dude.
Yeah, no, the character in this movie is like a really wonderful person.
Everyone, like, treats Howie Mandel like, you know, he should be going to a mental institution. Like, Margot Kidder.
Yes.
Wants to use God to help Howie Mandel, and
Gary Busey
is like, dude, he's mentally ill.
Yeah,
like that's not, there's nothing wrong with him.
Yeah, that's not his fault.
It's not his fault, but like, dude needs some help.
Yeah,
and like, yeah,
yeah, 100%, dude.
Dude, like, go for it.
He has a very, I used the phrase at the time, progressive view on mental health, where it's mm-hmm. like, look, we just need to get him help.
The year 2000 in a Christian movie.
Yeah. It's not just like throw them to the wayside because they got the crazy brain.
Now, the plot ignores this.
Completely ignores it. Well, but by the end of a little bit of forward spoilers, by the end of it, it doesn't seem like he's got anything.
Well, he's had the crystal for a long time.
Oh, my God. They never bring that up again.
No, he brings it up like for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Like for a second.
I missed that.
When he meets back up with him, he's like, why do you think I still have this?
Oh, I missed that completely.
Yeah.
I was staring at Gary Busey, I bet.
Apparently, Howie Mandel has opened his mind up to...
Opened his mind.
To these psychic evil-tons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The gross scene, by the way, that TJ was going to bring up is that Gary Busey and...
Sherry.
Her name. Sherry?
Sherry Miller.
Have a very, very long series of kisses.
Yeah.
And like...
Not the kisses are long. It's a long scene with lots of kisses.
Right. And like... Gary Busey, for having such a big mouth, does not use it.
Yeah, it's just kind of like they're skeevy.
They're more married than the couple in Fateful Findings.
Oh, by... I mean, I don't know if there's any couple until we see another movie where it is the case.
Fingers crossed.
Spoiler, I have Twisted Pair.
And we're going to watch it.
We might have to do a special on it.
Ooh.
Ooh. We need to do, like, I've been thinking about this, and like, we've got like our main series, quote unquote,
sure,
where we watch like a Goodwill thing, but we could do we're not watching we're going to talk about a movie
that we want to talk about.
Yeah. Or we do some sort of little thing like special, hey, this is about Neil Breen.
Here's a special series on Neil Breen.
Yeah. Here's one of my favorite bad movies.
Neil Breen watch.
Eyes on Breen. And
Breen Witness News.
Channel Breen.
But
anyway, so they like half make out and it's gross.
It there's not even any like making out. It's just the most chaste kisses of all time. And I'm like, this would be sweet. Song. What?
Chaste kisses? Sounds like a 80s ballad.
Yeah, by a Christian rock band.
Chaste kisses on my lips.
Save Frenching for Jesus.
Save Frenching for Jesus is my band.
That's your Save Ferris cover band.
Yep.
Save Frenching.
Yep, Save Frenching for Jesus.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
Yeah.
That's like a not bad name for a Save Ferris cover band.
I got your true Frenching shining through.
I'm not sure that's a Save Ferris song.
It's not at all. I don't even know who Save Ferris is.
They did the ska cover of Come On Eileen.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. That sounds fun, though.
It's good. I'll play it for you after this.
Sounds good. So anyway,
yeah.
Let's start getting to the action.
Yeah, so I Gary keep Busey. Wanting to call him Jeff Goldblum.
Gary Busey.
Not Gary Busey.
Sorry, Howie Mandel.
Has opened his mind up to the psychic Eviltons.
He took the deal, the no deal.
He didn't take the... Well, God.
He opened suitcase number 12.
So Bobby's World. So because of this, so the psychic people are like, we should take control of the people's minds now.
Yeah, there's like a scene where they're all around a table with a half-built Tower of Babel model.
It's like mostly built.
Yeah.
All it's missing is like the top.
Right. And there's a pentagram of skylights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's and, like, who are these people?
They're evil.
Oh, no.
Shocker.
One of them looks like Anton LaVey.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
No big deal.
Yeah. NBD, bro.
And they take control of a random dude
mm-hmm.
who is in bed and like apparently teaches a night class on
he's
psychic
a professor.
Phenomena.
Yeah. And his wife is reading the Bible next to him, and he's reading the book by...
About the Babel.
The Antichristman.
Yeah. Antichristman.
Antichristman.
And he gets up, throws the Bible across the room, breaks their fucking bong collection.
Oh no, our bongs!
It's a bunch of like glass tchotchkes or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like they definitely look like bongs from our vantage point.
I was laughing so hard during the scene because it starts and they're like, you know, winding down, you know, in that white suburban way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of, you know.
Well, he's fucking out.
Yeah, he's like, he's got the book on
his
chest.
Passed out after reading.
Full button-up pajamas, you know, that's
he should be wearing like a long, like, winter's cap.
Yeah, exactly. And she's reading the Bible or something. And then Hume is like, ah, and like grabs his head and is writhing. And she's like, honey, what's wrong? And then he's like, snaps like into reality. He's like, ah,
he
book.
Stands up, points at the Bible and is like, book, give. Give book.
You give book me now.
And like, this is not the first nor only time someone is just accidentally a gorilla in this movie.
I mean, that's Gary Busey's motto through the whole movie.
Oh, dude, we had a...
God, we had a
blast.
Chuckle of a time.
With Gary Busey. So
we'll get there.
He grabs the Bible, throws it at their bong collection, it shatters.
Sorry, my mic stand's being broken.
Bad.
Anyway.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Bad.
It's just bad. Don't do it.
You're making me mail.
Don't do it. I gotta get a new one. These are cheap as fuck.
Yeah, well, I like them.
Well, yeah.
Don't listen to him.
Snap.
Oh! Lands directly in my crotch. Yeah. Kills me.
Kills you?
Yeah, that's my secret like weak point.
Is that your big red fuck me light?
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Clowns? So, at the same time, they're possessing Howie Mandel to just be stomping around in his dark room.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, demanding to...
They were trying to do some sort of cinematic thing where they're like, these are the same people. Like, it felt like they were trying to convey these mm-hmm. are the same people.
Right.
But failing miserably.
Well, okay, so the reason that's failing miserably is that Gary Busey, who is a detective, in the most baffling...
In the loosest sense of the term, detective.
Because, like, he's driving, like, a 1975... Mustang or
yeah,
whatever.
Cadillac.
Caddy.
Something.
And he's got like a undercover like cop light to
he's
put on his dashboard.
Yeah. He doesn't even have the fucking arm strength to put it on the top of his car.
Oh, and by the way, we see him like in his like dress shirt.
Oh my lord.
And like he's got the biggest gut.
I know. This is oof.
Like
buddy.
He didn't even try to suck it in a little bit.
Nah,
didn't wear a girdle.
Not at all. He was full on Busey in it.
And like, I get it. Like, he's supposed to be like an older, like
a bit schlubby
detective guy.
But I think this, the entire reason they made him a detective was to give him a gun.
Yes, definitely. And he's the worst gun discipline of all time.
Oh my lord!
Because every time we see him with a gun and it's not directly in his hand, it's tucked in the back of his waistband.
Yeah, not in like a holster or like a holder.
It's like pointed directly at his non-ass.
Yeah.
I guess that's the reason why he feels safe. He's like, he doesn't have an ass to shoot off.
That's true.
It would just go straight through the pants. Like, oh, dang, I gotta buy a new pair of pants.
That was stone cold. What the hell was that?
I don't think we did a single good Gary Busey the whole time.
It's hard to do Gary Busey.
Because what we got was Nick Cage most of the time.
I'm Nicolas Cage.
Hi, I'm Gary Busey. And like...
I got
He's very understated.
Yeah.
And kind of has a bit of a southern accent.
Yeah. I don't know where he's from.
I don't know where this takes place.
All I know is someone related to him was in Starship Troopers.
Thanks.
What?
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, I mean, they look... I don't know if it was like his son or his brother.
Or his Souther.
Souther, bro. Gary! Oh, no. Starship Troopers.
Yeah, look up Starship Troopers.
Starship.
While you're doing that, I'm going to keep talking about the plot. And Gary Busey is on his way to the crime scene, and then we also see what Howie Mandel is doing as he's coming up to the door of the random guy's house.
Correct.
Typically, when you see like a cut of someone's at a door and then something next to it, and then we're back at the door.
It's Gary Busey's son.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That means that whatever we saw that it cut away to is going on behind the door. That's how cinema works.
Correct. The language of film.
That's not how this works.
No.
But I think that's intentional?
I think it's in trying to be like chaotic and confusing.
And it is.
Absolutely.
It succeeds at that.
I will give the movie credit. At no point did I question the sort of cinematographic decisions.
No.
They felt either very standard.
Or good.
Or decent, yeah.
There's that one scene where he's waking up.
Yeah, that was awesome. We'll get there. But it was really evocative. It was awesome.
A lot of the shooting is very, very good.
Especially the scenes related to the Satan psychic cult.
Oh, yeah.
Those were good shit. It felt like the writers and the cinematographers cared about those the most because they're like, this is fucking hilarious and cool.
Look at this shit.
And the rest is, shit, we have to film Gary Busey. Make a movie. Right?
Yeah, basically, anytime the camera's directly on Gary Busey, it's kind of like, meh.
There's a camera on a tripod.
Well, he can't move.
I know. He's got the articulation of one of those solid rubber action figures.
He's got the articulation of that solid rubber stormtrooper that every single person had.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, just the hips?
No, not even. Like, there's the one from, like, Disneyland or whatever.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Where it was
the one that, like, didn't have the wire in it?
Yeah, it is just one, like, solid bit of, like,
cool,
rubber.
Thanks, Disneyland.
Cool. Whatever, but, I went on Star Tours.
I did it.
Cool.
I
don't even remember going on, like, that's the fucked up thing.
I remember Star Tours because that was one of the first rides I was on where I got a small bit of motion sickness.
Actually, I think I did. Wasn't even allowed on, because... Yeah, no. Before I was 10, the only time I went was when I was like 4.
And oh, wow.
Definitely I wasn't allowed on Star Tours.
Yeah.
So my dad went and got me a Stormtrooper about it.
I went on the Inside the Human Body one.
Body Wars?
Yeah. That one was fucking rad.
Yeah, that's World.
Yeah. Yeah. We went to... I don't remember what age I was, but...
Well,
was that at Epcot?
That was at Epcot.
I love Epcot.
That was in the Life Pavilion.
Hell yeah, dude.
Which now no longer exists.
God damn it.
Well, so nobody went.
Wow.
Well, Body Wars was like the only ride that they ever like had.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the thing about Disney is that they should never try to teach anyone anything ever. Because the second
Other than
that they...
massively monopolistic practices, because they're damn good at that.
yeah. Well, I mean, there's an entertainment hellscape upcoming, but...
An absolute fucking travesty, yeah.
But what I mean is that, like, Disney tends to be such perfectionists about stuff that by the time they get anything out, it's outdated.
That's very true.
At best.
It's almost shifting the other direction where they just fucking jizz shit out.
Sure, but that's because they own so many studios
now. Yeah, it's
now.
Fucking retarded.
So, like, they
hate it.
Constantly have Like, something happened. We have the DVD pause because we were like, we had to take a short break.
Yes.
To handle some busy.
Yep.
And we watched the first bit of the movie to get like a refresher. And we have it paused now. Mm-hmm. And it's on Gary Busey's face as he's trying to talk. Ugh. And we keep pausing it on great fucking. Look at his forehead.
It looks like a mouth.
There's two mouths.
It looks like a concerned mouth.
Like a hmm and then a.
Oh man.
How do you even anyway?
if we take a picture of this.
Yeah, I'll take a picture.
And then I want to flip it upside down and put eyes on his forehead.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. You know my fucking fetish, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. So, at this point, Howie Mandel and
And this guy are both.
Oh, sorry. So Gary Busey goes in the house right. And then other guy, like, he points the gun, he's like, stop, like, you're attacking your wife or whatever.
And he like, starts to walk back.
Uh-huh.
And then he sees a knife on the counter. Gary Busey turns to look at the knife, and the knife is gone, and then it's in the guy's hand, and we're like,
oh my God!
Psychic powers!
Got some crazy powers! And then he has his wife at knife point.
And then, for whatever reason, the, like, evil babble guys decide, you know what, we're just gonna...
We're done. We're and so disengage. He goes like, and then he drops jumps the knife out his and fucking jumps window. Out the fucking window and dies by hitting a car, landing on a car.
Yeah.
It's not like he jumps out, lands safely, and then a car hits
But then
him.
We immediately cut to find out Howie Mandel also jumped out of a window.
But a much he's slower fine. One.
Yeah, much yeah. lower one, and I think he landed in some grass.
Yeah. So he's got a little blood from his forehead.
Totally where you would have blood from if you, like...
Yeah.
I guess that was probably from the window. Now that I think about it.
Who knows?
Howie
Mandel knows.
Howie Mandel ends up getting called to the hospital.
Because mm-hmm. he fell out of a fucking hospital. Window. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, like, it looks like he jumped out the window, yes. which makes him a
danger
safety
to himself.
Risk.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it for the first time in a, like, detective supernatural movie, I do not blame any doctors for anything.
Right. They're right. just doing their fucking job.
He's like, legally, we have to keep him for at least 24 hours. You yeah. cannot sign a waiver.
Yeah. He is a danger to himself legally.
We have to
keep him here for a day.
Like, after 24 hours, you can take him home, whatever.
Yeah.
But for the night, like, we're going to keep him here, and we're probably going to keep him sedated.
Yeah.
24 hours ago.
I want to be sedated.
I want to be abusive.
No, you do not.
Nothing to do, no brain, oh God, no.
I want to be abusive. Bam, bam, bam. We're ruining the Ramones.
Bam, bam, ba, bam, ba, bam, bam, ba, bam. Gary Busey movie.
We're going to watch a Gary Busey movie.
That's our new series.
See, you know the people who did like the Disney Channel?
Hi, I'm Gary Busey.
Yeah. No, I want to see someone... Like, hi, I'm Howie Mandel, and you're watching the Disney Channel, and he just draws Gary Busey's face.
And he goes, and he just does his big smile.
Oh, fuck.
He does his big smile, like, four times.
Right.
And it's great every time. So, Howie Mandel is in the hospital. Oops. Gary Busey ends up there. There's a really great moment where Gary Busey's drinking shitty hospital coffee.
Oh, my Lord, right?
And he takes a sip, and it's the best acting he's ever done in his entire life. Because he takes a sip, goes...
Yeah.
And he's like...
And he, like, tries to spit in the cup and clearly misses.
But then he's also, like, trying to, like, regain composure about
yeah.
it. Because he's like... he just did it perfect. You just did exactly what he did.
Oh, my God. It's... hilarious.
So
wish you could see it.
And then he and Margot Kidder
yes
have a long discussion about Jesus
because he's like, we need to get him help, and the doctors are here to help him, and she's like, no, he needs the God and the Jesus. And they have a back and forth,
and eventually Gary Busey says, okay, if we can get... I don't know what the deal is, what her end of the bargain is, but at the end he was like, after all this is over or whatever,
I'll go to church.
I'll go to the church that you like.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's a very sweet thing for a brother to say. Probably should have made her end of the deal a lot more clear.
Yeah.
Because she immediately goes and breaks her brother out.
Yeah. Her and Gary Busey's wife.
Yeah.
Break out Howie Mandel.
Who's like chained to the bed?
Well, he's like tied to the bed.
Yeah, with like the cuffs.
Yeah, the loose,
the
like,
BDSM
leather,
cuffs.
The leather ones, yeah. Yeah, the big pink fuzzy handcuffs, yeah.
Friends don't let friends use handcuffs. You use the bands.
You use zip ties.
No. Gonna cut off circulation.
That's not the point?
No.
You don't hate hands?
No.
I got stubs now. That I'm a nubia.
I'm a nubia.
George. Yeah, I was going to say a George W. Bush joke. Just with no hands.
I only got nubs.
Fool me once.
Nub me once. Shame on you. Nub me twice. Shame
won't
on
get
me.
Nubbed again.
Nub me three times. Ain't going to get nubbed again.
fuck.
Just bleeding everywhere.
Oh, nice. Love it.
So they have a long conversation about Jesus, and then they...
While no one is in Howie Mandel's room, fucking Anton LaVey shows up.
Well, two of his goons.
Before that, though...
Oh, Anton LaVey shows up?
Yeah, he shows up in his room and starts, like, controlling him psychically. He's like, ah!
Oh,
ah!
Yeah.
And then they run in the room, and they're like, what's going on? He's like, he's right there! I can see him! And Gary Busey, very slowly...
Goes
in an
like,
incredibly frantic situation. He's like,
I think he was trying
there's
to
no
do
one
the,
there. He's trying to be dramatic.
The thing where like you slowly go up to like the door that you know the monster is behind and then you whip the door.
Right. Open. He just did it very poorly.
And he didn't like move it very quickly.
He didn't at all.
Because like I think the hospital was like, please do not rip the
yeah. curtain. Don't do that, please.
Please do not move it too quickly.
But he's not there, and so they're like.
Well, because he was psychic.
Right. Was, like, and then psychic. But this whole time, Margot,
mm-hmm.
I keep wanting to say Margot Robbie, Margot,
Kidder.
It's actually easier to read. She senses it or something like that. You're right.
Well, she just believes him.
Yeah. But there was like a part where after they ran in, like she's standing there and like, she's like they have a scene where they show her and she's like, it's like she's sensing.
Oh, I must've been looking away.
Yeah. And then. They're like, there's no one there. There's no one there, Howie Mandel. And she's like, I believe you. I believe him. And so she convinces mm-hmm. Gary Busey's wife to bring him out, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at this point, because Gary Busey goes off to catch someone or something.
Piss.
Yeah. And so he comes back to the room and he's like, they're gone. And he sees him exit, like leaving in a car.
Well, this is after... He overheard the goons saying that they need to kill Howie Mandel.
Yes.
Because he's seen too much.
Exactly. Yeah, he, like, walks by and he, like, there's a room with two fucking suited penguin men.
Goons. And, I'm just going to call them goons.
Goons. Goons. And so he pulls out his gun and then the goons confront him. And he's like, who are you? And they're like, federal agents or something.
And
bullshit.
TJ brought up a good point. They're not wearing ties?
Yeah.
FBI seems, agents,
that
I
seems like
think,
a dress code.
Have to wear ties?
Yeah.
Or they tend to, like, I don't know. Do they?
I don't know if there's a dress code or not. I'm not in the FBI, as far as you know. And,
if you were in the FBI, you would have several questions for yourself.
Yep. Who am I? But,
who am I?
The most genuine scene in a Neil Breen movie. But, I'm so excited. We're watching that tomorrow in... recording time.
Yeah, by your time we're watching it like
a month ago,
3 weeks in the past.
Yeah, but anyway, so he at this point he like there's a scene, like an action scene, he runs out of the hospital
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to call his wife and stuff and he's like, Harry Mandel was right, like all this shit's going
get out
down.
Of the house.
And then at this point he's driving back to his house and his steering wheel locks up and his brakes stop, and this is according to the back of the DVD.
This is the end of the first paragraph.
Before he can reach them, a mystical force takes control of his car, thrusting him headlong into the path of an oncoming truck, which is exactly what happens.
Because mm-hmm. he like, hard turns down this...
like, side street.
Yeah, like, he Tokyo drifts to get around to this side street.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that his car was chosen specifically because it's the kind of car that looks really cool doing that.
Yeah, I'd guess.
Or
it's just sort of an automobile impersonation of Gary Busey.
No, because that car is cool.
It's also not a Ford Pinto.
A pre-exploded Ford Pinto.
Yeah.
Pinto where, like, you very obviously replaced the back bumper.
Yeah, well, Gary Busey seems like the type that if you bump him in the back, he'll explode.
That's why he doesn't have an ass.
Exactly.
If he had an ass, it would spark.
Yeah, you'd bump him in the back. That's where he keeps all of his fuel. His cocaine. But
he doesn't do cocaine anymore. He does Jesus now.
He does Jesus juice. And so he's knocked out.
But he'll get up again.
And then we transition to a fucking sweet scene.
Okay, so we wake up with Gary Busey from his perspective. And this is in 2000.
Yes.
Probably 1998, 1999. Mm-hmm. Like, Steadicams were not, like, big back then. They weren't, like...
mainstream.
I think they were mainstream, as in they were known, but they weren't very common, especially not for big budget movies.
Were they really expensive?
They were expensive and hard to use, and they were bigger back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this was, like, the full, like, bodysuit sort of style.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, this is not exactly a high-budget movie.
I think Alton Brown was one of the first, like, directors to...
He loved Steadicams.
Because he was a music video director.
Yes, that one, sorry.
And he loved using Steadicams for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this was a very good, like, Steadicam-looking shot.
Yeah, because it was from Gary Busey's perspective.
You could see, like,
very,
hands
like,
and feet, too.
Phantasmagoria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was cool, dude.
Like, everything's washed in red.
Oh, blue.
Was it? I thought, this is blue. I thought it was red.
No.
We can check.
Yeah. 1 second.
The new blue M&Ms, except no imitations.
Ah!
That is like blue. I thought it was like orange for some reason.
No, that was...
Oh, it's because he's wearing orange.
Yes, exactly. Good contrast, though. I just...
Blue-orange contrast.
Yeah, so anyway, it was blue.
All right. Everything is in like blue and like...
But they're wearing orange.
And he's barefoot,
great
which is
contrast.
Very disturbing to me, thinking about Gary Busey's feet.
But it's
like, clearly not Gary Busey's feet.
Mm-hmm.
This is clearly not Gary Busey. This is definitely the cameraman.
It's moving too fluidly.
He's not stumbling more.
Yeah. He's not moving like a rusted robot.
He's not moving like a giant rusty tanker going through the water.
Right. On uneven ball bearings. Looking across, we have the scene paused on our
TV. Yeah, you could see like there's another guy in a similar orange suit.
And I just realized we're about an hour into this episode, give or take, 50 minutes, and we're a third of the way through the plot in this thing.
Well, fortunately, the plot's about to start moving real quick.
Yeah, and we can summarize it up pretty quick, because it's a lot of action scenes.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about these movies, right? They front-load a lot of plot in the early movie.
That's true.
And then in the middle and late movie, it's like a bunch of action stuff happening.
Yeah, so he's sitting across from a dude that, when that guy sits up, we realize is missing his right arm.
Quote-unquote, missing his right arm.
There's a seal above his bed,
yeah,
which we eventually find out is the seal of...
That was on the Ouija board.
Yes, that was on the Ouija board and is the seal of the evil McPsychic Man.
Yeah.
But the guy's like, oh, you're awake.
Quick, pretend you're asleep.
Yeah.
Because if they put the goggles on you, you either join them or die.
In this world, the goggles do something.
Because if they put the goggles on you,
it looks like an Oculus Rift.
As we find out by them putting it on Arm Man, Armbo. We actually don't find out how long Gary
Leonard Armstrong, all right?
Don't know how long.
But Gary he wakes Busey's up with a under. Full beard.
Full beard, long hair.
And also, all of the other characters in his life look exactly the same.
So I'm like, does Gary Busey just age faster than everyone else? And the answer to that is, of course, yes.
He's Gary Busey.
So
they take the armless wonder.
Yeah, put the goggles on him, and then he teleports. Because
he tries to escape.
Right.
And then we snap to him in just white.
It takes your mind to the place where Orpheus took Neo.
Yes, exactly.
In the Matrix.
But this is with the Antichrist.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to offer you your arm.
And he has his arm back.
I'm going to give you your arm back, and all you have to do is join me.
Yeah, let me give you my mark, and it's 666 burned into the back of your hand.
It's pretty fucking obvious.
And then Gary Busey escapes.
Armbo refers to the Antichrist as the Messiah. So like,
yes, a lot of people. He's like the next Messiah. Yeah,
it's doubling down on the whole thing
on the Antichrist metaphor. But so he escapes, and
our lost episode that came right before this really informed us a lot about the plot of this movie,
right? like the biblical background.
Wow, interesting. Wow.
Wow.
You'll
never hear that episode. It was garbage.
Oh, it was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
That's a good one to watch as like a live show.
Yeah, because we can riff it. It was better to riff, but after the fact, it was fucking trash.
There wasn't a lot to talk
about. No. Anyway, so Gary Busey escapes and slowly realizes that this world has been taken over by evil McWhatever, and this is the One Nation Earth scenario that we hear from Revelations. And so you see characters with O-N-E on their
shirt.
Which
is cute.
I'm like, oh, One Nation Earth, one. Ah, it works. It's like they planned it.
But unfortunately, that means that the O is the acronym.
Yeah, it's like, you know what PHP stands for, right? It stands for PHP, HTML processor, or something like that. So the first P in PHP stands for PHP. It's so good.
Dumbasses.
Hypertext protocol, something like that. But anyway.
Who named this shit?
Fucking jokesters. So yeah, he escapes and realizes that like if you don't have a mark, like people will find you. Mm. Like there's this whole thing, like if you see someone without a mark.
And people are always asking to see his mark.
People are disappearing, essentially. Like, if you don't submit to get the mark, they basically kill you and then erase you from history.
No.
Oh, that was the... That
she
was,
got raptured.
Yeah, she got raptured.
So, eventually, Gary Busey makes it to his brother.
Yes.
Who is selling Gary Busey's old house.
Yes.
His brother has the mark, obviously, because he's a dick.
He's a tool.
We go in, and his sister... Their sister is gone.
Yeah, like erased from history.
The brother doesn't even remember. Mm-hmm. Gary Busey does because he was unconscious.
Yes.
And clearly, being unconscious means...
It's the only way to be.
I want to be sedated.
24 years ago.
We seriously are never told how long he was out.
I assume a single day because that makes this movie hilarious. But
you know what? Yeah, let's go with that.
So
it was a single day.
So yeah, because he's trying to find people to, because he's like, where's this person? Where's this person?
Right.
And every time he asks someone for help, they're like, let me see your hand. And,
right.
And so, and most of the time he distracts them by saying, hey, that person doesn't have a mark.
Yeah, yeah.
And they stupidly run after
him. He steals a cell phone by doing that.
Yeah, he sees a business guy with, because the pay phones like require you to put your hand on it.
And also they're not real pay phones.
They're not.
They're to like. Report people or something.
It is, yeah. But he sees a businessman with a cell phone. And he puts it in his pocket, and they both get up, and he bumps into him and takes his cell phone. And he's like, "Hey,
let me see your mark.
Let me see your mark."
And he's like, "That guy doesn't have a mark."
Yeah, like a guy on a bike bikes by. Yeah. He's like, "That guy doesn't have a mark." And oh, hey, come back here.
Yeah, people are very easy to distract in
this. It's pretty hilarious.
World. I think you could probably steal from anywhere you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
By just taking something and as you're walking out the door, point at someone at random and say, that guy doesn't have a mark.
Right.
And then everyone jumps on that guy.
So he eventually finds his brother. He goes into his house because like he's like, oh, show me your mark. And he says, like, I don't have one. And he's like, oh, come inside.
And we're like,
maybe he's shitty enough to backstab the Antichrist.
Right? Because like, if you're building your army out of the duplicitous masses of the earth.
Yeah. One of those duplicitous assholes
is probably going to betray you.
It's probably going to be duplicitous.
Like, I read like the character Bible for
the Bible.
For He-Man.
Oh, okay.
And
the real Bible.
And all of Skeletor's like minions and stuff explicitly says that they're looking to betray Skeletor at every opportunity.
Oh, that's so good.
And I'm like, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Like. You're a organization full of a-holes.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to want to betray you.
Oh, that's so funny.
Which makes this entire group of people my second favorite minion in any movie that we've seen so far.
What's the first one?
The murder machine from Max Magician and the Egyptian Magician.
Oh, right? Dude, that guy was rad.
He was cool as fuck.
Yeah, dude.
And I miss him. I don't miss the rest of the movie he was in.
We need to do Max Magician on a bad movie night so I can yell at it again.
Oh, that was a fun thing to watch.
Listen to our episode on Max Magician and the Egyptian Magician.
It's not called
that. Link down
below. It's called Max Magician and the Legend of the Rings.
Yeah. I just like calling it Max Magician and the Egyptian Magician.
Because he likes saying magician twice on the
Egyptian
same fucking
magician.
Ship.
Right? Anyway, so Gary Busey finds his brother. His brother eventually is like, oh, well, we just got to put you in my... And tries to get the headset on.
And I'm like, oh, hold on. Is this also recreational?
Yeah, I was like, do you just have this in your house so you can, like, jack it to your Messiah or something?
Is this an Oculus Rift sort of deal? Can you play, like, games off of this thing? What's the deal? They're also all labeled One Nation Earth in, like, a bad, like, label maker
exactly.
on the front. And I'm like, you guys couldn't afford, like, to print it on there?
You own the Earth!
It's One Nation under you!
Indivisible.
Sorry.
Under penalty of death.
With liberty and nothing for all.
Well, everything for all, I guess.
True. But so he, yeah, and then blah, I gotta blah, say, blah.
Aside from the whole, like, pledging your soul to the Antichrist thing, mm-hmm. everyone's got psychic powers
now. It's pretty fucking cool.
There seems to be no crime? Aside from being a Christian?
Other than, yeah, exactly. Well, other than not having the mark, yeah.
And, like...
Oh, there is a scene where the ONE guys capture a dude, and we see, like, from this perspective, the goggles, and he's like, he has got a cross necklace on. He's like, I will not submit. And
it just kills him.
In the Oculus, a cobra appears and bites him.
Yeah.
And then, like, he has his hands on his stomach in the real world, and then he dies, and his hand falls off, and you see the snake bite. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. What happened? It's basically blurring the Freddy Krueger you.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
And then,
So he knocks out his brother and
leaves. Yeah. Gary Busey knocks out his brother. There's actually a really tense scene here where Gary Busey's brother is threatening to shoot him.
Yes.
With the gun that he stole from Gary Busey.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing proper trigger discipline, like fingers not on the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, like, he tries to shoot Gary Busey and it's not loaded.
Right. And then Gary Busey just knocks him out.
Punches him, takes the gun back and runs.
Yeah. But so then we also, like, at this point, I'm just sort of blurring everything together.
Well,
because the plot sort of blurs together.
The movie tends to blur this part together.
We find out that Gary Busey's wife, her friend, and some other guy.
So his wife works at a TV station
mm-hmm.
in the regular world.
Yes.
In the before time.
In the before times.
Her friend is a presenter on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy is like a director or something.
Yeah.
With them. And they run the resistance. And their whole gig of resistance is to broadcast televangelists.
Yeah. Basically explaining what the Antichrist is.
Over it's the airwaves. Funny. And it takes the fucking Antichrist like a long time to find him, apparently.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes each. Well, okay, because they broadcast it and then it gets cut off. And they're right. Like, how long was that? I was like, oh, 7 minutes, 21 seconds. That's our longest ever. Or something like that.
And I'm like, YouTube engagement.
It's the longest anyone's watched this 4-hour podcast.
Speaking of that, we got to move.
Speaking of that, we have several other episodes in our backlog if you want to just listen to them on your off time.
If you want to put them on while you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
Maybe. Don't put
on. Wake up! Sorry. Listen to us!
We keep saying for people to listen to us, and then we make it aggressively bad to listen to. Is the problem?
Have you heard the intro to this?
I know. The entirety of Curing with Cayenne.
Oh my lord!
The intro to this. It's a fucking nightmare.
This is just a way for me to vent my frustrations at the world.
I'm glad.
Let me torture them with poor editing.
It's not poor editing. It's great editing.
Well, thank you.
That's the problem.
I know.
It's too good.
It's using a power of good for evil.
Yeah, it's using it for evil, not for fucking, like, making people smile and have a good day.
Keep on shouting.
Keep on shouting.
Anyway. So basically, Gary Busey, blah, blah, blah. We have some other scenes with...
We end up... Gary Busey ends up, like, hearing that... they found where these broadcasts are coming from.
Yeah. There's a lot of space between the previous what we explained and this point. Because it's a lot of just chasing Gary Busey.
Yes.
Gary Busey sounds like a great movie as well.
It's a different movie than Chasing Amy.
Very, very different.
Also takes place in New Jersey.
Oh.
Also directed by Kevin Smith.
Oh, wow.
Is
it like a Being John Malkovich sort of movie where
every character
is Gary Busey?
Gary Busey and he's chasing
Malkovich,
himself.
Malkovich?
Gary Busey. That started very, like, unspecific and then got very specific real quick.
Like this movie.
That's true.
Not really. It started specific.
And is getting very blurry. Yeah. There's a lot of scenes that are just chasing Gary Busey. Like them just trying to track him down. He eventually comes across like an entire like underpass full of homeless people that I think all end up getting shot.
It was pretty ruthless.
It's big and mean, and the harder you rev it, the more monstrous the power.
We're back.
Hello. So yeah, a lot of chasing Gary Busey. So most of the fucking movie is that.
Yes.
He's just chasing Gary Busey. And like, you'd think of all the celebrities to catch, Gary Busey would be the easiest.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the human equivalent of putting a Pokemon to sleep.
Right, exactly. Like, he is, in fact, Snorlax.
Yeah.
Like,
not as big, but yeah. Well,
and also, he's much more awake.
Yeah.
I think Gary Busey actually cannot sleep.
What Pokemon types would Gary Busey be?
Dark and cocaine.
I was going to say rock and dark.
Yeah.
One for the cocaine joke, two for the fact that he moves like a rock. So...
Actually, I'm not sure there is a rock dark Pokemon, so...
Is there not? Gary Busey is the... You heard it here first, folks. In Pokemon Sword and Shield, Gary Busey, the first rock dark type Pokemon.
If there is a rock dark type Pokemon in Sword and Shield, I'm going to catch one and name it Gary Busey. And he's going to be on my team for the entire game. I don't care if he sucks.
You'll have to use him to fight the Antichrist. I don't know who that'll be.
I mean, it takes place in Great Britain, so it could be Thatcher, probably.
Theresa May? I don't know.
Theresa May, Thatcher. Yeah. Them as a team.
Theresa Thatcher. Margaret May. Oh, my God.
Theresa Thatcher. Margaret May. Did we just find the light?
Did we just Illuminati this shit? To all of our people out there who are currently undergoing the stress that is Brexit in their country, I apologize.
Diddly, 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 diddly.
There's a lot of stressful things going around in the world right now. But God damn it, Theresa Thatcher and Margaret May, there's a collection?
There's connection. A collection there.
There's a collection there, and it's letters.
That's language, baby.
What is TN? Trademark. Copyright law. EU. Brexit.
Wait a minute.
MT, Mountain Time, Utah, Salt Lake City, Salty Water, The Ocean, Marianas Trench, Deep, hashtag Deep.
My God.
My God, it don't make sense.
I was trying to find something with six letters in there, but you kept saying things with five or seven letters.
T.
No, there's no... In their name, it's not.
Damn it.
Although, Theresa May, no. Margaret Thatcher. They both have four...
Theresa May, Margaret Thatcher. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Damn it, they both have seven letters in one of their names.
This is freaking me out, dude.
Right?
So, did we just find the big bads of your DM, or your D&D campaign?
Theresa Thatcher and Margaret May?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like a biumvirate. Mm. That run a anyway, I don't want to spoil that.
Do I count as a biumvirate?
Are you more of a panumvirate?
Nah. More of a potum. Got him with a weed joke.
Hashtag Dumbledore and Grindelwald fuck the shit out of each other.
What we should do is we should get like a Twitter account for 69 Cent Special and just tweet addendums to episodes.
Yeah. Hey, note. yeah. In Tribulation.
Like addendums to the movies that we watch.
In Tribulation, the guy who played the guy who looked like Anton LaVey looked like Anton LaVey.
Yeah. Stupid shit like that. Okay. Eventually, Gary Busey finds where the Resistance are from and... Yep. It might seem like we skipped over most of the movie. Most of the movie is not that interesting from a
plot
standpoint.
It's not advancing the plot. Right.
Right.
It's continuing
the plot. It's an action movie. He's coming across like greater and greater threats.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that those threats are the same dudes.
Exactly.
And it's just he keeps getting in bigger and worse situations.
So at the point when he reaches the cottage,
mm-hmm.
I really like this one scene where... him and Howie Mandel shows up and they're mm-hmm. like, oh my God, you're both alive.
Oh yeah. So he meets up with Howie Mandel at the old tree.
Yes. And they have this whole scene about like, oh,
where they talk about
our
the nature
sister
of God.
Was right and rapture and God and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Weirdly,
blah, blah, blah.
Howie Mandel remembers her?
Yeah. He doesn't have a mark either. He's been running as well.
But, like, he doesn't...
I know.
No one else remembers her, and she's been erased from history.
Yeah.
Except on the tree and in Howie Mandel and Gary Busey's mind.
Well, I think if you get the mark, then...
Then you forget the shit?
Well, basically, Raiden from Mortal Kombat tells you...
Satan in this sounds a lot like Christopher Lambert in Mortal Kombat specifically.
And I think it's more like he gets into your brain so he can tell your brain what to think.
Right, but like, she wasn't in the photo.
I know, that's the weird part. That is the weird part, yeah. But, I mean, Howie Mandel
something
remembers...
Something in the way the photo's edited. She did.
She did.
She did.
Yeah, she's literally
millions
the
of people get
raptured.
Raptured in this movie.
Yeah.
So, we're at the cottage where the resistance is.
Yep.
And Gary Busey and Howie Mandel show up, and basically everyone's there, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, we thought you were dead!" And they were like, "We thought you were dead. Nobody's got marks. Fuck yeah!"
It's the Spider-Man meme.
See Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
See Spider-Man into the Spider-Man.
Now playing at a theater near nobody. It's out of theaters.
Okay.
It might be in a dollar theater. What?
Didn't it win an Oscar?
Yes, it did.
Nice.
Best animated feature.
Well done.
It was.
Well deserved.
So a soldier follows Gary Busey in.
Yes.
And he's like, and like, there's this big tense scene where he's
really tense. I really liked it.
Where he's going to shoot all the non-devil handers.
That sounds like an anime thing. You are the devil hander.
That does sound
exactly. Devil finger. It's like the
little. So he's like, all right. Anyone who wants to leave and join with the, you know, evil times better.
Mm-hmm.
And
everyone except Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel has a panic attack and runs.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, I can't. And then like runs, and the guy like lets him out because he's like, oh.
And then he reveals, I don't have a mark.
He's like, sorry, I had to do that.
And I didn't want to be here with a potential spy.
Yeah. He's like, I couldn't let an actual spy get in here.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, that was awesome. Beep, 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 beep. Sweet, dude.
Cheap as fuck because we don't know dick about this guy.
No, he just shows up and is like, I'm on your side.
And we're like, cool.
Oh, but well, he says, I know a way to broadcast right, to the satellite.
He's got a doohickey.
Yeah, he's got a doohickey. And then Gary Busey reveals that, like, I don't know how any of this information got to Gary Busey.
We were also talking over a lot of this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, those of you at home who want a perfect recollection of. Go see this movie. Like,
it's fun. It's super, I don't know where you'll get it.
Well, it might be on the internet somewhere.
Probably
might be on Prime Video.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's pretty big.
If I find a link to it, I'll put it in the notes.
It's pretty big and
a
Sony,
legal link.
Yeah, and Sony put it out. So.
Yeah, it's Columbia TriStar.
Yeah.
You anyway,
know. It hit theaters presumably then.
Maybe.
It's got Gary Busey.
It's got Gary Busey
and Howie Mandel.
And Margot Kiddo. Margot Kitty.
Kidder. Again, it's right there on the front.
I keep forgetting this exists because there's much more contrasting text. You know?
You're like a T-Rex, but yeah. Instead of movement, it's contrast.
Let's just call it bad eyesight.
Yeah, you're blind.
I am completely blind. Wow. As we've established, I don't have eyes.
Yeah. So Gary Busey somehow knows that the place that they want to go to...
Or the place to broadcast the message is a trap or something.
He finds that out. He also booby traps a different cabin.
Yeah.
That all of the goons end up going to.
Anton LaVey and the goons go to. They shoot it up, which is hilarious.
And then they see that it's dynamite and they have a second to realize their own fuck up. And they're like...
And then the whole thing goes fuck. Up,
and
dude.
Then it goes boom and it's great.
And they see that and they're like, oh yeah, dude.
We did it. And then they were somehow able to do it from their cabin.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the stuff they upload was earlier in the film, they had sent in one of their people.
Yes.
The British lady.
Yes.
Who was the presenter that we talked about before.
Yes.
to get captured and put into the helmet and confront the devil, mm-hmm. essentially, and get him to reveal that, like, his secret plot was to get souls for the devil.
And this whole time she has a camera in her contact lens.
Right, which somehow works.
Yeah.
Because this is supposed to be in her brain.
Yeah, I don't...
Don't think about it too hard. But it's also being projected over the Oculus Rift.
I was assuming it was like it was recording what was coming out of the Oculus Rift.
I think so.
Yeah, it was... Because it was from her perspective. Yeah. Anyway.
And of course, because he's an evil villain, he blabs the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is my whole plan. I'm just going to tell you because ha ha ha.
Well, and then he guillotines her, so...
Yeah.
And
gives her a little French treatment.
And then somehow they get the recording back.
Well,
it was broadcasting the whole time, I guess.
Yeah. And then so they broadcast that to the Earth.
Right.
And then it cuts back to Antichrist, and he's like, don't leave.
Because he was doing like a press conference.
I think he was doing like a propaganda thing.
Yeah. And he was like, don't leave. Stop leaving. Come back. Come back!
It's so funny.
It's so fucking funny. And Gary Busey looks so proud, even though I think he did absolutely nothing for the plot.
And basically the end of this movie is he gives the ring to his wife.
Right.
And then they go to the church that he promised he would go to.
Go get her to go to.
Yeah. And
he talks to God and then credits.
Yeah.
I just realized Gary Busey doesn't matter to the plot.
Well, he's like the guy we follow. He has no sort of... He has investment in that other characters that he knows are having things happen to them. But I think this would have been a better movie if we followed his wife.
Although, it would require a slight rewrite.
Yes.
Because he is technically the one who led the spy guy into the cabin.
True. But yeah. Fucking love it, though.
It's a great movie.
Super fun.
One of the few Christian movies that I will just go ahead and recommend.
Yeah. Because, sure, it's got the God message.
It's got the Jesus-y stuff.
The revelation-y crap.
But... At the same time, it also kind of uses it as, like, it's not preaching at you.
No, it feels more, yeah, interestingly, it feels more like this is the world talking about, the world of the movie talking about it,
yeah,
rather than, like, basically, like, looking at the camera and being like,
if they were talking about,
God.
Like, an elf god or whatever.
Yeah, there'd be no
like,
change.
As allegory, like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
The movie is unchanged. Unchanged.
It's pretty fun. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. And the best part is it's from the makers of another movie we have and supposedly a movie in the same universe as Judgment starring Mr. T.
And I'm like...
And I've got that on VHS, baby.
We gotta see that.
We gotta check that shit.
I would give this movie a 7.5 out of 10 any day of the week.
I would give this 8 Bibles up. Is that how ratings work?
How many Bibles are maximum?
666.
So that's a very bad score.
Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of a quality movie, it's like I actually agree with IMDb for once. It's about a 5.1.
Yeah. But, man, it was fun.
But
Get a
group of friends. Have some communion wine.
A lot of communion wine. Have a bowl full of communion wafers. Just snack on them.
Just
be a little sacrilegious, you know.
Chomp them down.
Yeah. Handfuls of it, you know. It's just eating styrofoam.
They're 1 calorie each, I think.
Minimum. Maximum? I don't know. What's math? There are web links I still have to check out. But I don't have a disk. It's 2019. I don't have a disk thing on my computer.
No, my laptop has a disk thing.
Oh, that's true.
I don't want to put that DVD in my laptop.
No, it'll make the mark.
Yeah. Ooh, I should get like a fucking cool ass like Binding of Isaac sticker for the back. Anyway.
Hell yeah, dude.
Get fucking goat head.
Goat head. Goat.
Yeah. Would you recommend this to an enemy?
Oh. That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad enough to be torturous.
Right. But is it too good to give to an enemy?
No. I could think of some people who would genuinely not like this. So.
And they're enemies to you?
Maybe.
Depends on how they feel about this movie.
Yeah. Depends on how they feel about this podcast.
I would probably give this to an enemy to encourage them to be more like the devil in this movie. just big, boisterous, charismatic,
right,
but also really funny to watch lose.
Oh, yeah. Real fun to watch.
Or lose. Encourage them to be more like Gary Busey.
Yeah. Stiff. Gigantic teeth.
Robotic. Not robotic.
Decent trigger discipline.
Yeah.
Wait, was it Gary Busey that good?
No.
No.
In fact, Gary Busey has the worst gun safety in the entire film.